It is a challenge, but you see, the thing about this is that we share a constitution where sovereignty resides with the people. So what we need to do, you know, say, as the sovereignty relying with the people, you know, is to also to demonstrate that. Meaning, say, on the 23rd, I think they are planning a vigil, and then there will also be a protest march. It's one of them. Catholic Church last year, bishops, archbishops, all across the country, the 20 dioceses of Ghana, October, it's almost a year since we did that. Yes, there are various people from MPP, MPD joined us. It is time again to hit the street in prayer. So the young as human beings, we are especially as the Kafo politicians, the Kafo is more active or more active, Nyanko Ponso, and Mandan Sasso. I would be asking the president of the Catholic Bishops Conference, all the bishops, that I think the time is back again. We need in this month of October, we need to embark on this prayer walk that we did last year.
I see.
To be able to also look unto God and say, all intervening, and then we ourselves will also march, present a petition to all His Excellency the President, and then all your friends and regional ministers in all the 20 dioceses of the country. Other religious bodies, Catholic, your friend is in Christian Council, Pentecostals, for the chief imam. All of us should also join. At this stage, what it is that we are doing is that we need to join forces and support His Excellency the President.
Thank you.
So when the people are throwing about the numbers, say 4 million people are in it, over 20 million people don't have water to drink. Okwa peasant farmers now, in Ashanti region alone, almost 1 million people have lost their farm.
Engineer Maminasi.
We need to demonstrate.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. Saying that numbers are not throw around.